The mayor of London wants to move some of the city's statues to less prominent locations. He says they represent historical figures who no longer seem heroic. T.R. Reid, London bureau chief of the Washington Post, says the mayor has a point.
The sun may have set on the British Empire, but it glistens every morning on the bronze statues and gold plaques here honoring these heroes of colonialism. To me, imperialism is kind of an evil blot on history. Racism, plunder, you know, all that stuff. But let's walk down to Parliament Square. And here we see a statue of H.J.T. Palmerston. You know what he did to be famous?
I have no idea.
In 1856, he sent an army to invade China because the Emperor of China wouldn't let British drug traders sell their opium there.
Well, the very idea.
Yeah, he should be a hero. And right down the street from him is the great Chinese Gordon, the guy who destroyed the Summer Palace, this priceless art collection in Beijing, to teach the heathen a lesson.
And all of this makes the mayor unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, you walk around the street here and you seem to think they like imperialism. They're proud of this chapter in their history. But finally, after years, there's one guy who agrees that this is wrong, and that's Ken Livingstone. You know anything about his politics?
He's the one they call Red Ken?
That's exactly. I wouldn't call him a communist, Bob, but yeah, his nickname is Red Ken. So here's his plan. What he's going to do is, you know, you have a statue. It's on this big concrete plinth with the bronze statue on top. So he's just going to lift all the statues off the plinth, and he's going to make kind of an imperialist burial ground a few miles down the Thames and let them stand there. But then he's got to fill up all the empty plinths.
They could send them to Sandhurst, you know, where the...
Yeah, that's where they ought to send them, the yeah. West Point of Britain. Yeah, no, he promises Boer War Veterans Association doesn't want to see all their heroes melted down. So he's promised he'll stand them up down the Thames somewhere and you can put your old uniform on and take your sword and go see these guys.
Because you have more than generals hanging around London there, right?
Exactly. Dr. Livingstone, I presume? Yeah. I walked down to the Royal Geographic Society and there's David Livingstone, the great missionary and explorer who set out to Christianize what the Victorians called darkest Africa.
You have a statue to Peter Pan.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to be real here. In Hyde Park, there's Peter Pan. Can you imagine what animal is in Paddington Station?
Maybe a bear.
Paddington Bear. And then in front of Baker Street Station, right around the corner from 221B, guess who's there? It's elementary, my dear Bob.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, you got it. He'll be here pretty soon,
sure, I think.
He
sure will be. Well, they're not going to mess with Nelson, are they, in Trafalgar Square?
Let's hope they don't take down Nelson. He is a real hero. But there are several. One of the guys at Trafalgar Square is Napier, and his troops burned down the White House in 1812. What's he doing on the statue?
He's out of there, man. He's
got to be gone. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are they going to put on the plinths?
Well, of course, Ken, he may be Red Ken, but he's a very adept politician, so he hasn't suggested anybody. He's kind of left it open to people. So the newspapers are doing polls, and the radio chat shows are going crazy about this. Now, if you take the word of the people, I think we can safely say that someday a plinth will come for the late Princess Diana. Other likelies are Richard Branson, who's very popular here, you know, the owner of Virgin Airlines. And another real big favorite is Margaret Thatcher, although they're kind of wondering whether they want to put Margaret Thatcher on the plinth or just her handbag. That's really all you need.
T.R. Reid is London Bureau Chief for The Washington Post.